This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Phil, as Democrats start to gear up for the midterm elections, a handful of key states could be set to lose congressional seats, including 4 seats here in California. Why are Democratic states losing seats?
Because they're losing people. That's the long and the short of it, Steve. What we have is, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom, you know, last week we were talking about his call to, you know, Texas is talking about redistricting its state to enhance Republican representation and maybe turn a couple of seats by adding more Republicans to swing districts within the state. That would mean more people going to Congress, and that could tip the national scale. Gavin Newsom turned around and said, well, we'll do that in California. Well, he better do that quick if he wants to give the Democrats an edge, because as it stands right now, places, states like California, Illinois, New York are losing people. People are moving out, and that is going to mean fewer congressional seats, because how we figure out congressional seats is that we do the census, and every 10 years we do the census. The next one's going to be in 2030. And when you take a look at the numbers, you decide how many congressional seats you'd get, because it's based on population. And California has been losing, and we continue to lose. So we better do it now, because we stand to lose 3 or 4 seats in the next round.
Yeah. What is happening here? Okay, I understand New York and Illinois. It snows half the year there. People want to get out, maybe move to a warmer climate like maybe Florida or Texas, states that are going to gain seats, red seats most likely. What's the story in California? Why are people leaving? Is it that big T word, taxes?
It's that big T word. It's that big H word, housing, but it's also the cost of living. We started seeing it big time during the pandemic, when we had remote work and they could actually go to Arizona or Montana or Idaho or a whole bunch of different places and work remotely. And that started the exodus. But it's continued, because the cost of living is high here. Whether you're retired and you're on a fixed income, you start looking at Arizona, you start looking at Nevada, you start looking at Texas. If you're young and you're trying to make it, you start looking at Texas, maybe Florida, but possibly Tennessee. That's a new growth area. And so we're moving, and we're not making up for it. In the past, we've made up for the loss of population from native Californians or people that came here and left by immigrants coming in. But they're not making up for the lost population. And it's not just Democratic states. Steve, you take a closer look at the numbers, and it's Democratic areas that are losing population. In other words, people are leaving the Bay Area, for example, and, you know, places in the Central Valley are growing. Just take a look at our commuter patterns. More people coming in from Tracy, from the Central Valley. People are moving out of here. And we've seen redrawn congressional maps here and districts, because people, there's fewer people in the inner side of the Bay Area, and they're more in the Central Valley. So if you go with the flow politically, it favors the reds over time. Now, that's not to say that Democrats aren't moving to Texas and such like that and turning them, as they say, purple. But so far, you know, red staying at the advantage. And it's going to hurt California, because people are moving out of Los Angeles. They're moving out of San Francisco. And the fewer congressional seats we have, no matter what party's in power, means less power for us.
Right. And some people say, all right, say California loses four streets, seats. No big deal. Democrats still control the state. But you have to look bigger picture with that razor thin majority or margin in Congress.
Right. And here's the key to congressional politics, which controls the purse strings, which hands out the money usually, is that without that majority, your votes in Congress are closely to worthless. OK, when the Democrats are in power, you had Nancy Pelosi, you had people that could pull stuff to California. If they're not in power, they're sitting at the far end of the table. They don't get by the time the pie reaches them, it's crumbs. So you're absolutely right. It does have a domino effect. Fewer California, fewer blue, fewer bucks coming back.
KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, thank you. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.